Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 16th of July, recording at 9:16 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today in the Asian stock markets. China weak, with the A-shares getting closer to their 2011 lows. Hong Kong managed a small gain against that background. And the ASEAN sector, which has been so firm throughout, extending gains in a number of instances and just showing terrific relative strength. Now in Europe, a bit of a mixed picture, modest declines, very modest declines, except for Spain, which is down nearly 2%. Now, the Spanish 10-year bonds did edge up a little bit to 6.81. So still below the 7 flashing light, 7% flashing light level. But at 6.81, this is much too high, really, to be appropriate for funding their borrowing requirements. Now, we had gains in Germany. These are tiny gains, though. Also, let's see, Holland and Sweden and Switzerland, I believe, Denmark, which shows best relative strength within Europe. And in the Americas, Wall Street had been weaker, then recovered most of the losses, but still closed with some slight losses, down just under 0.25% for the S&P, a little bit more for the NASDAQ, but not much more. Mexico going against this trend and showing a gain. Mexico has been one of the outstanding markets overall. Actually, Canada also now showing a gain, but of 0.01%. And long-dated government bond prices firmer, but off their, a little bit off their highs, but just generally very firm. Those are the futures prices, of course. The U.S. dollar reversed a small gain. For instance, the euro is back up to 122.78, having been 121.76, and sterling also reversed, got down to 155.18, but it's currently 156.36, and the Aussie similarly, it's up to 102.50. Now, precious metals repeated a pattern that we've seen on at least two or three other occasions in recent weeks while we've been down in this ranging phase near the lows of last year. And we saw, for instance, silver slip down to 26.86 and then rebound. It's currently at 27.30, and that's down 7 cents right now. So regained virtually the whole thing. Ditto gold, which is actually up 50 cents at 15.90, but it had been down to 15.78 and change. Platinum's about the weakest. That's down $14 and change to 14.20 and 50 cents. Crude oil a little bit firmer in here today. The WTI at where are you? WTI 88.30. That's up 120, and the Brent is at 103 and change. Industrial metals mixed with maybe one more to the upside than downside. Now, last but not least in this sector, grains and beans. Another tear on the U.S. drought. We've got soybeans and corn up, and wheat. Well, they're all up over 30 cents each. Now, that means the biggest gains are for corn and wheat, because they're trading at lower lower prices. Soybeans are twice as expensive as corn. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, same old story here in these ranging markets for stock markets. There's a fair amount of nervousness around, and it's not hard to understand why, so I don't need to repeat all those points. I do find that a week never goes by these days that I don't get, well, these months that I don't get some apocalyptically bearish report coming through, pretty well talking about the end of the world. And subscribers sometimes throw these things in my direction and hoping that we'll comment. Well, maybe, maybe not, but I'd also appreciate your view, if you have one on the piece, or if you don't, say so. But I recall Warren Buffett's comments, and I'm paraphrasing here, when he's asked about this crisis and various crises beforehand, and he has always replied that over the last couple of centuries that the US economy and the stock market have survived far worse things than this admittedly very serious credit and insolvency and bankster crisis. Now, I agree with that. And as bad as it is, things could be worse. The worst thing about it is it's slow recovery. And in the department that you and I can only deal with the reality that markets provide, we're getting a whole lot of ranging in here. Excuse me. But within that ranging, note the all overall relative strength of Wall Street. That's crucial. Note that we have rising lows on Wall Street, and I say that with a little bit of surprise. I'm absolutely delighted to see it. So far, and I know we're only halfway through July, we have not had the meltdown starting in July that we saw in 2011 that became a runaway slide in August of 2011. And one of the reasons for that is that I think people are a little bit more relaxed about the European situation, even though it obviously isn't anything close to being resolved. But is it enough to say that, well, it's being addressed in a fashion? And also, it's lost something of its shock value that we saw last year. Now, China certainly remains weak as it was last year, but they are progressively, incrementally, in the Chinese way, increasing their stimulus. But in terms of market performance, Wall Street's relative strength is really impressive, and that's the most important leash effect of all. Elsewhere around the globe, ASEAN, very strong relative strength overall. Within Europe, we have the performance of Denmark, and Norway is doing pretty well as well. And then in the Americas, I mean, Mexico's been touching a number of new highs in here, so that's an extremely good performance, up over 1% here today. So, you know, my feeling is overall that people are actually more pessimistic than the circumstances require. And I think the reasons for that is the deja vu all over again fears, to quote Yogi. And I think also certainly the cascade of bearish forecasts that abound are a factor behind all that. The fact that we are also in a situation that none of us have really experience before, certainly regarding the European currency and the size of the debt problems that we see. So all that's understandable. We have to remember that there are performing shares. Owen's commenting on them every single day. There are attractive yields and so on. Now, what else is interesting here right now? Well, I think and precious metals are at a very interesting level, as I've said daily in these audios. But while they have shown, gold in particular has shown some encouraging upward dynamics, we really do need to see the establishment of a ranging medium-term, short-term, ranging short-term uptrend to which would then turn into a medium-term uptrend within this current range to confirm that these lows are going to hold. So we're awaiting that, but I think it's interesting at these price levels. And my biggest concern at the moment is the grain and bean complex. We've got soybeans now up testing their historic highs around the $16 level. Now, that would be a red warning flag for speculators, and probably is. And ditto corn up looking at the $8, or very close to the $8 level. It's actually 28 cents below that as I speak. But and then that's both historic and psychological resistance. And wheat is up at last, no, 2010's highs, I believe, either 2010 or 2011 highs. But we know that this is a very serious drought. People are saying this is the worst drought since '88 or when Ronald Reagan was president, and this has wiped out the chance of having global surpluses of these grains, and for the third year running. And so that guarantees some food price inflation. And that, as I say, that's my biggest concern at this moment. But we're not getting an across-the-board upward push in commodity prices, although I wouldn't be at all surprised if the CCI hasn't bottomed. That's a continuous commodities index. And when we get a growth pickup, it will push commodity prices up in this environment overall. But get back to the good news, that reset on commodity prices, getting the oil price down considerably lower, is a good plus in terms of global commodity inflation with the world's most important commodity. And it's supportive of global GDP growth. And on that note, all the best to all of you.